Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ryan's Remarkable Book and Film Review Show. On today's episode, we're going to talk about Hayao Miyazaki's 2001 animated classic, Spirited Away. Specifically, I want to focus on the importance of identity, a theme that is represented in the film through the character of No Face, and something I feel is so important in our rapidly changing world. I'll talk about my personal experience being a quote-unquote no-face in my early 20s and why Spirited Away resonated so strongly with me on my second viewing. So strongly, in fact, that it essentially kickstarted the idea for revamping this podcast and my blog, which is an idea I've been kicking around for a while. I've kept things relatively spoiler-free, so if you've never seen the movie, you should be fine, but if you're one of those sticklers who doesn't want to know anything about the movie, just stop listening and go watch it because it's incredible. Anyways, here we go. We all know a no-face. Somebody who has no true identity, who mirrors their environment in order to fit in, who doesn't possess the ability to think for themselves. Someone who parrots whatever opinion or hot take is popular on Twitter that week. Someone who's addicted to external validation and consumption. Lonely and insecure, these no-faces crave connection or purpose, and they think their best way of achieving their goal is to loudly conform to societal expectations. I know this because for a period of time in my early 20s, I was a no-face. I think back on certain periods of 2020 and cringe at the performative nature of my chronically online presence. What did I have to offer as a nobody white guy with nothing of value to say? Why did I feel the need to weigh in on every issue? It was a strange time in my life. I had moved back to Chicago after school and was surprised when very few of my high school friends did the same. I was left stranded in the land of employment, realizing far too late that the future I chose would leave me empty and unfulfilled. So I lapsed into vice and distraction. I drank on weeknights, gambled incessantly on sports, and mindlessly scrolled through Twitter and Reddit. I was struggling with tremendous health challenges at the time, which only compounded my misery. Really, though, I was desperate for connection. Lacking any outlet for true connection and feeling unfulfilled with work and love, I turned to social media. You know, social media, that ever-present unregulated cancer that plagues the strong and tears down the weak. I turned to online communities as a replacement for real community, which exists, but damn if it isn't hard to find these days. And why shouldn't I have? Shouldn't social media serve to connect and unify, rather than inflame and divide? No, of course not. Because social media, just like the bathhouse in Spirited Away, is driven by one power alone, capitalism. Social media giants design algorithms to manipulate and control, to enslave your attention and use it as currency. They discard your soul and ignore your mental health. In Spirited Away, the character of No Face acts as a mirror, taking on the essence of his environment. In the bathhouse, a microcosmic representation of any capitalistic society, all the power and money is concentrated at the top, while those at the bottom scrap and claw for every bit of leverage that they can. We see this in the way that Chihiro, the protagonist of the film, is treated by workers at the bathhouse, who see her as a burdensome risk who might jeopardize whatever power they may have. So they take advantage of their rare bit of authority and treat her like filth, commenting on her smell, naivety, and laziness. So when No Face eventually enters the bathhouse, he inevitably becomes a gluttonous monster, terrorizing its workers and reflecting the greed and consumerism that courses through every step of the bathhouse's hierarchical ladder. The turning point for No Face, though, is when Chihiro is actually the only one that treats him with dignity and respect. She forces him to purge the negative influences of the bathhouse and travels with him to Zeniba's cottage, where No Face finds comfort and belonging in simple pleasures. It might be easy to dismiss and ignore the No Faces who seem to dominate our society, but Spirited Away shows that what they really need is empathy. Throughout Hayao Miyazaki's films, he expresses a nostalgia for pre-World War II Japan, before it was forced to adopt capitalism, a time in which Shinto values of harmony with nature and spirituality surged through the country's culture. Films like Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind and Princess Mononoke are perhaps better representations of Miyazaki's environmentalism, but there's no denying Spirited Away's underlying environmental current that flows like the polluted river spirit who Chihiro liberates, or Haku's Lost River, forced underground by residential development. Miyazaki said that the film is targeted towards 10-year-old girls, as Chihiro and many of Miyazaki's protagonists are. Miyazaki understands that children are the future and wants to reconnect them to their roots. Here's a quote from Miyazaki to illustrate this. "Children surrounded by high-tech superficial products are increasingly losing their roots. We have a very abundant tradition, a tradition that we have the duty to pass on to them. I think that you have to introduce traditional ideas into a modern narrative, like you embed a piece in a vivid mosaic." On this podcast, I will dive into some of my favorite books and films and explore the reasons why they resonate with me and what they can teach us about a better way to live for the world's children. I've done a lot of growth and self-discovery in the past few years, and the exploration of these themes in Spirited Away really hit home for me. I only wish that I had taken the time to fully unpack and explore the film upon my first viewing, but perhaps I was not in the mindset to receive it. Anyways, if you haven't seen Spirited Away, do yourself a favor and watch it. And watch it with the Japanese audio if you can, because the voice acting is seriously phenomenal. Just listen to this. This is the voice actress who plays Yubaba. Beyond the lush animation and rich characterization, there's so much more to unpack in Spirited Away than I went into. I kept things pretty focused and personal because this film has been analyzed to death. Thank you so much for tuning in. On my next episode, I am going to dissect the transcendent power of art in Celine Sciamma's Portrait of a Lady on Fire. It's a really wonderful film. It's on Hulu. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Don't look up anything about it. Just go watch it. It's really amazing. And I have already written a blog post in support of the podcast, so you can go check that out at remarkablebooksandfilm.com. Otherwise, it should be coming out in a few days to a week, so stay tuned for that. I did want to give a couple shout outs to some videos that helped me and that I think are just really interesting in general on Spirited Away. The first one is called No Face Explained, and the YouTube channel is Nerd Cookies. And then the second one is Spirited Away Revealed, The Real Mythology and Folklore Explained. Bit of a clunky title, if I can give a little constructive criticism. But that video is from a channel called Story Dive. And both of those videos are linked in my blog post at the bottom. So if you're wanting to find it that way, go ahead. The theme song for Ryan's Remarkable Book and Film Show is Lacuna, featuring Sun Squabby by Cloudcore. And that about does it. Thank you again, and I'll see you next time.